Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Got some news, guys. From Adam Schefter, he just tweeted out a reunion. Former Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb is expected to agree to a one-year deal with, you'll never guess which team. Guess which team I'll give you one guess, Key. Guess which team you'll never get it
the
in
Giants.
A million years.
The Green Close. Bay Packers.
No,
the Cowboys.
Sorry. No, no, that's not. No.
49ers?
No, no, not the Vikings either.
Chargers.
Toronto.
No, no, no.
Vancouver.
One more guess. Vancouver. No, not Vancouver. With the New York Jets, can you believe it?
Shocker.
That allows him to play with Aaron Rodgers in New York.
When is Bakhtiari going to get signed?
That's right. No, and they need a tackle. They need a left tackle.
You know, I don't think he's a free agent. I think Bakhtiari is still with Green Bay. So they would have to. I think they have to trade for him.
Trade for him.
I think so.
So the two men who walked off the field together in Green Bay now get to play together again. Rich Cimini. Randall Cobb will be 33
years
for
old.
The start of the season. Made 34 catches for 417 yards, a TD, played 371 snaps. This is a comfort addition for Rodgers. Cobb is past his best days. Can play the slot with Hardman. What do you think, Key?
I'm trying to think now that you said it. So they got Mecole Hardman. They've got Mecole Hardman in the slot. I'm trying to think who else is inside. Because Garrett Wilson's on the outside. Davis, Corey Davis is there. Lazar, so that's three. Cobb would be four. Mecole Hardman is five, but he could be a return guy. So I'm just trying to see where he fits into the roster. But it is Rich Zamini's right. It's a comfort level. He just, you know, nice and easy. He feels, you know, he understands the routes. He can feel Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers can feel him where he's going to be all the time in the right position in certain downs and distance. And on top of that, he can teach these young receivers how to be professional wide receivers, not just a receiver. So I don't mind the signing. It's not like they're giving him $20 million. You know, I'm fine with it. It'll help him bring some veteran leadership.
To me, this is like a Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady, like that blanket that my son keeps because he can only sleep with it, right? It just makes
comfort
life
blanket, yeah.
Feel better
his
for
binky.
You. Number one, yeah, it's my son's binky. Because number one, you know what you're going to get from a work ethic perspective on a day-to-day basis. And Key, on top of the relationship that he has with Aaron Rodgers and how that trickles down to the locker room, I can't speak more highly about having a veteran-led locker room as a young player in professional sports, guys. Like, it's not one of these polarizing topics that you hear people talk a lot about, but it's so imperative to how people approach the game, the nuances of the game, how to study the game, like how to just learn how to be, number one, not only a professional athlete, but like a man. Like a lot of these guys, like just because you have money, just because you have clout, just because you have fan love doesn't mean that you know how to be a man, right? So having people around you that regardless of whether they talk to you or not, but you can watch their daily habits to mimic that, It's imperative.
How about the
hey,
fact?
Jay,
how about
what up, Key?
How about like,
I had a veteran locker room my rookie year.
Different locker room. That's what Key. That's what I'm trying to say. Different. And by the way, I give you credit for that, Key, because I had a different locker room. And for me, I allowed that to influence me. You didn't to a different degree, right? You fought through it.
What about trust? Like I think about your cousin Jay in the Super Bowl, David Tyree. Eli obviously had the kind of relationship with him where he trusted him. So he goes to him in the big moment. And that wasn't over years and years and years. That was developed relatively quickly, right? But it seems to me like a guy who's been around Rodgers for a long time, knows how he thinks in certain situations, and where Rodgers feels he can be a safety valve, aside from just the veteran example, is a key. I mean, you would know this, right? I imagine that's really actually a big thing in tight situations. I imagine.
Oh yeah, yeah. You lean on someone that makes you comfortable. You lean on what you know. You lean on the comfort that you have in an individual player. It's in basketball. Who needs to take the shot? Well, the guy that always takes a shot. I don't want that guy taking a shot because that's what I know. You draw up a same play. You go to a same play over and over and over and over again, or you run the same coverages on defense over and over again. You don't want to install anything new because you're comfortable. And in Randall Cobb's situation, he is kind of like a three-headed monster, right? He's also a player, but he's also a mentor to the other young players in the locker room, and he's also like a coach on the sidelines. So he's got like three hats that he's going to be wearing.
Meantime, does this improve the Jets' chances? Well, I think it does, actually. I think it does a little bit because of those moments.
First off, like one of the consistent themes I keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers is this scorched-the-earth mentality, right? Because it's like I'm out of Green Bay right now. I had a down year. People, like, you know, people jumped on me when I said I think I could have another MVP year. Well, how come he didn't talk about winning championships? And he's like, well, actually, I did talk about winning championships before that, but the clip that you guys played, it only had my MVP line. So it feels like there's a lot of venom like that. But also, he's being given everything he's always wanted, right? He has insight into management. Hey, let's talk about what's happening here draft-wise. Let's talk about culture. Let's talk about bringing guys in that bring me familiarity. Like, I have the talent. Like, everything is trending right towards what Aaron Rodgers has always wanted, that he felt like maybe he didn't have that kind of say in Green Bay.
Now there are no excuses.
No excuses now.
And by the way, when we play a clip, it's the only clip that ever existed on that subject. I want the audience to be very clear about this, Jay. There's no context. It's whatever clip we play is the only thing that has ever happened.
I think he'll have a good year, though. I think he'll be fine.
Yes, but is a good year good enough? And that forget, like, here's what's crazy. Again, you can't say this about just any team. If the Jets won the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised. But if they didn't make the playoffs,
yeah, I think they're gonna make the playoffs.
I think so too. But
yeah, I think they can make the playoffs.
But we've been through this exercise. That's not. I mean. Even if they have a good season, they could miss the playoffs. Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers is one of the top three quarterbacks in the division. And if you got one of the top three quarterbacks within the division, you're probably going to the playoffs.
You think he's top three for sure?
Yeah, he's
Lamar
always been,
Jackson's still in the division.
Yeah, but Lamar Jackson is in a different situation. But when
Josh
you're talking
Allen?
About – you, I like Aaron Rodgers. That's
more than
me.
Joe Burrow?
I like Aaron Rodgers, man.
Justin Herbert?
I like Aaron Rodgers.
Deshaun Watson?
I like Aaron Rodgers.
But better than all those guys. Trevor Lawrence.
I got Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to leave Mahomes out of this.
I got Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
As I always, and I had Aaron Rodgers number two.
Yep. Where do
now
you have
Now that Aaron Rodgers is in the AFC, he's number two for me.
How about the trust of Robert Saleh? Like where? Like
I mean the conference, my bad, not the division. Thank
yeah,
you,
conference,
Pat.
Conference.
If you're looking at this team having all the pieces, like where are the question marks? And I know before that you had question marks around Robert Saleh last year. Have those questions been answered to you? Like now that we're in this title or bust type scenario?
They were answered last year.
Okay.
His first year, there was major questions. His first year, he looked lost. Okay. Now it looks different based on what they did last year on the defensive side of the ball and the fact that he was like, Zach Wilson, come over here and sit down. That won and gained a lot of respect for me that he benched a quarterback that was ready to go that they drafted a year earlier as a number two pick overall. You don't see that. You never see. They gonna make a guy play. Even if he couldn't, they're going to wheel him out in a wheelchair and push him underneath the center. But Robert Saleh didn't do it. So, yeah, my thought process on Robert Saleh has completely changed, and I think he's going to be okay. Mm.
Jay, Key has given his list of AFC quarterbacks now that Rodgers is in the conference. I've
right
given
now.
Mine.
I don't
it's
have a
list,
list
time
now.
From you.
No, I don't want
Where's
to,
Rodgers
I,
rank
I
in the AFC?
I don't know. I don't have
definitive
a list.
You're going to have your feet
have
held to the fire.
List.
I don't care how little you've slept in the last week.
I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Boo. Better than Joe Burrow?
I think with this team, he has a chance to be better than Joe Burrow, yes.
Better than Josh Allen?
Well, I mean, it's not – why – I struggle because it's like, once again, we go to these 1v1.
Yes.
Is he better? But like, they never actually compete against each other. They're competing against the defense is key. And it's
I get it. But
doesn't make sense
but
to
when
me.
I'm
like, who would you rather
him,
have?
Yes.
But,
okay.
But
I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
Over Josh Allen?
Yes, I would take Aaron
Rodgers.
Over
Lamar Jackson?
This year coming up?
Yes. Over Joe Burrow?
No, 10 years ago.
Well, I don't know with him, man.
Over Joe Burrow? These are very straightforward questions. Over Joe Burrow?
He
yes
said
or no?
Yes already. Yes. He said
where were you
Aaron
on
Rodgers?
The night of May the 32nd?
Did you not hear me?
Neither
he
confirm
Max?
Nor deny that, Judge Max.
Max just running his
where
mouth.
Where do you will you,
like
you take him over
bar,
Joe Burrow?
Like, so I don't want to talk about
so
it.
So you have him second on Jay's list. Let's just be very clear. Rodgers' second best quarterback in the AFC.
Max is the guy that's so annoying when you're trying to sit down. Yeah. And have a drink at the bar as you're waiting.
Leave you me alone,
guy,
man.
You know that guy that slides underneath you. Right.
Hey, what are you? What are you traveling to today?
No, hate that guy.
No, this one right here.
Hate that guy.
It seemed like I seen you somewhere before.
Yeah,
no,
oh God.
One of those.
Oh God.
Yeah, I was on the elevator with you an hour ago.
To be clear, Key and Jay both have Aaron Rodgers as the second best quarterback in the AFC. I have him probably 6.
Not probably. Where?
1 Mahomes, 2 Burrow, 3.
Max is the guy that practices these exercises at home.
Herbert.
In the mirror.
4 Lamar, 5 Allen, 6 Rodgers. I have Rodgers 6.
Why
you
is he
also
six?
Have Bill Belichick as the worst
have five
head
guys
coach
ahead of him.
In the
no,
history of modern
why is he
football.
6? Why is Josh Allen ranked ahead of him?
Rodgers had a down year. I have to take that into account.
Okay.
There are extenuating circumstances, but it's not like Josh Allen had his first good year.
Josh Allen had a down year, too, with the way
he but he was still better than Rodgers last year.
He was a pick machine.
He was still better.
Rodgers broke his hand last year.
He was
year.
Still very good. Josh Allen was very good last year.
So factor in 2 back-to-back MVP years. How does that factor
in? I'm factoring it all in.
How?
So
how do
you factor in 2 MVPs
the
in.
Most recent
wait, hold on, man.
A broken
so
hand
you factor
down
in 2
right.
MVP
and so,
years in
sure.
over the past 3 years, Max.
Yeah. When Josh
a down
Allen,
year yep. and a guy that only went to a championship game, lost to Patrick Mahomes.
What had Rodgers done in the playoffs
lost
recently?
To Joe Burrow. Wait, but hold on. 2 MVPs don't outweigh all that?
No. And
okay.
That's number one. And number 2.
Because it seemed like there would be a lot of weight.
I asked you both when the Bills played the Packers this past season.
It was this
who
season.
Who has the advantage
that's
at
season.
Quarterback?
That's this season.
And
that's
you
not
both
saying
said
3
the
years.
Bills.
Yes,
you
both
stop taking
Josh
these little
Allen.
Points and
because
no,
you
don't
had
data point me.
You.
Don't you data point me.
I said points.
I'll data
I didn't
point
data
you right
points.
Back.
Data
okay,
point.
You guys are, you guys are,
not the
you guys
data
are
point.
Stepping over each other right now, Max. You are stepping on him.
All right,
sorry.
Okay. So slow down.
Okay.
Yes, I took Josh Allen when they played each other. The reason I took Josh Allen is because he has Stephon Diggs and Davis and Knox.
Oh.
He had a young receiving core that could not figure it out.
Okay.
So, yes, you're going to take Josh Allen if you know anything. Why would you take Aaron Rodgers in there struggling? Hello, Max Kellerman.
888 say ESPN. Jay's game plan plus your
damn
calls.
Bar.
I have a game plan.
You have a game plan.
Stacy, call
Jay
in.
Jay insisted on doing his quarterback list, and now he insists on doing a game plan. Unbelievable.
Stacy,
Jay
in.
Will show. Coming up,
I'm going to have to
KJM.
Put my headphones on when I see Max in the airport.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN
Ooh.
Radio. The playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. as the Celtics host the Sixers. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80.
Stacy!
We were doing a nice, calm radio show, and then Jay insisted on hijacking the segment and giving us his list of AFC quarterbacks. Okay, Jay, you got that. And now, apparently, you have a game plan. An NBA game plan as well.
I have a question. Is Stacy there, Nuno?
She is here. She's here.
Jay, I don't think you want this right now.
I know. What are you talking about? I do. Stacy, how are you? Good morning.
What's up?
How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good.
I'm doing good. Even though my team lost, you know, everybody looked good. They looked really good.
Stacy, I had a
New
question.
New York was struggling without Jimmy.
Agree. I had a question for you, though. It's been – because I was talking to Tim Legler about it, and I think Tim is one of the best we have at the network as it relates to breaking things down. He called Bam out of the Bayou the most reluctant, dominant superstar that is in the game. And I wanted to ask you, as a Miami Heat fan, like, I'm watching last night, Gabe Vincent is like a dominant personality. He's getting his shots up.
Yes.
Like Max Strus. Like, is there a part of you as a fan that wonders if Bam is going to reach his potential in the game when Jimmy Butler's out? Even though I know you stole one at the Garden, but do you wonder about that?
I got to be honest, I do. Because every time Bam has the ball, I'm like, okay, his shot, he has to get that. He should be able to hit anything from the free throw in front of him. And he doesn't really, like, he's letting Randall dominate him. And I feel like, as a fan, I'm like, come on, Adebayo. I got your jersey. I'm ready for you to shine like you did the first time. And then now I feel like he's going backwards. He's not going forward. So I hope that he hits that ceiling. I hope that he takes a little bit of Jimmy with him. You know, let Jimmy teach him how to be more dominant, have that personality where nothing's going to stop me no matter what. So he does, as a big man, he doesn't play like we want him to do as a big man.
Very good, as always, Stacy from Florida.
Thank you, Stacy. I need you to call and answer that question.
Basketball analysis, but Jay, we've limited Stacy to one comment, so your game plan will sound smart. Because if we let her talk too much, then it doesn't sound as good anymore. Next to Stacy's brilliance, what do you got, Jay?
What's my game plan? What's the game tonight, Max?
What's the game plan for tonight, Jay? Tonight is every bit of I will tell you right now.
Celtics, Sixers, Jay. I'll help you.
Almost went nuggets.
Hey, Max.
Yeah.
I need you to listen.
I can't. I listen sometimes, but I don't hear a key.
Okay. I need you to listen.
All right. I had to ask you that.
So I got good. It, though.
What day is it?
Hey, ask me what game I won't be watching tonight. I got to sleep at some point. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Watch the game. 76ers
at Celtics.
I got to sleep at some point.
Look, sometimes you miss games. I think the Celtics are going to steamroll the 76ers tonight. If they do not blitz James Harden on these damn ball screens, I'm gonna break my TV. I'm going to break it. Joel Embiid isn't going to play tonight. Why should he? So – if that means that it's going to come back down to James Harden, and shout out to Joel Embiid for winning the MVP, which he's deserved a couple times, but we won't get into that. Shout out to him for winning it. But if you know that the ball starts and the game starts and ends with James Harden being prolific, he gave you 45 last game, no more drop coverage, blitz him. And like I said before, I think the Celtics are having somewhat of an identity crisis. Now, you can say that they've taken on the persona of their coach because last year, Ime Udoka was that guy who just was in the mud, in the trenches, and that's who they personified. If you have questions around Joe Mazzulla, fine. But I don't live in a world of excuses. So for me, Jason Tatum, you locked down KD last year. You were great offensively and great defensively. Jaylen Brown, you were a dog defensively. We are talking about you being, no, not one of the keys, dogs. You're like a Rottweiler. You're a pit bull. Mm. You know what I mean? You're a great Dame. Act like it. Play like it, Marcus Smart.
Long-haired Akita, maybe?
So I'm looking for the Celtics to try to make a statement and defend home court. I think Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown are going to be prolific. I think they're going to blitz James Harden. I think they're going to slow down Tyrese Maxey in transition. And I think they're going to limit Philadelphia to allowing Philly to be who Philly actually is without Joel Embiid.
That's there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, if I'm wrong,
I like the game plan.
If I'm wrong, like oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So, oh, boy, for the Celtics.
We got to find a Stacey from Philadelphia.
Nuno, give your breakdown.
So, Jay, so all I heard is
they have to outscore Philly.
Whoever is wants to win, just outscore your opponent.
Just outscore your opponent.
Can I give you? Can I give you a game plan real quick? I think either team, this goes for both teams in this case, needs to jump out to an early lead and keep tacking on the points to extend the lead throughout the game. That's my game plan.
Max, can you do me a favor, Max, on this just in? Can you have Nick Friedel on and have him laugh at the Sixers again? Because that went so well for us last time.
Oh, you know I'm going to have Nick Friedel on today. Guys, you know Nick Friedel is going to be on tonight or today. 2 p.m. Eastern.
So wait, are you proclaiming? Because I know last time you posted a clip of Nick Friedel and Monica McNutt laughing at you, and it got you to the point that you say you thought James Harden was going to drop 40 plus, and it happened.
And when
are you claiming that to be the case now? Here's your chance, Max.
Jay, I don't merely predict what I say; actually influences the event. So I'm not going to do that yet. I will influence this game.
Why you did it? You did it the day of the game before.
Yes, I do it on this just in. It's an exclusive. I'm sorry, I can't give it all away.
So which way are you leaning towards today? Because I influence you. I influence
yes,
your influence.
You,
on the
no
game.
Question. By the way, and therefore you got shouted out. I started off by saying Jay Will said. And you and Key get shouted out on that show every day, usually multiple times, and neither one of you do you not have the decency to watch?
I watch.
To come on. You don't even watch.
I don't get paid to
come
on your show.
You don't come on the show.
I don't get paid to
come
on your show.
I have everyone else on the show except the two guys I work with, and you don't even watch the show.
It's not in my contract to do this. Just get in.
Well, I can't do that logic. J.J. Watt is in studio with us next.
To be honest with you, though, Max.
Huh?
To be honest with you.
I said this just get in.
No, to be honest with you, though, Max, there's two problems that I have with this just in, okay? One is you're shouting me out without my permission, okay?
Okay, you want me to not shout
no,
you
number,
out?
Number,
easily
no,
done.
Because you're what? Using my name on your show, so
name,
therefore
image,
I'm using your NIL.
So therefore, I need to figure out the compensation. And number two, for me, it's at – a bad time because I got so much other stuff.
I got news for you, Key. It's at a bad time for me too, but I had nothing I can do about that. All right, listen. JJ Watt is in studio with us next. KJM.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year?
I'm sorry, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, JJ.
What? That's seven-time All-Pro, but
it's a new
three-time
show.
NFL Defensive Player of the Year, JJ Watt.
He's joining the show morning, full-time, Key. You didn't know? Glad to
no,
be here.
I'm saying Max should just say best.
Yeah. Prestigious, prestigious.
I did it. I
prestigious it. Sounds... like classy.
Fancy.
It sounds it does, like yeah. British.
I'm trying to class it up a little bit.
I never thought about it that way.
A little prestigious.
I'm trying to class it up a little bit.
JJ, don't fall into the trap. Just say best. Best award. You know, you don't need to go into all the fancy schmancy. You don't need to do that. Don't listen to Max. He'll set you up for failure.
Yeah. Max really chaps Key's ass sometimes.
So it's prestigious then, Key?
I mean, you could say it that way if you want to. I'll just say best award. Call it a day.
Meantime... By the way, it was written in the SportsCenter script as prestigious, and I didn't read it intentionally because, wait a minute, how am I going to say this here?
That completely contradicts your anchorman mentality.
I know. Yeah. It's true. If you put it in the script, I'll say it. You get me fired. Just put it in the
– I need to get control
meantime,
of that
you have just invested in a soccer team,
indeed.
JJ.
Football, yeah.
Yeah, football.
You
got
to be careful. You got to be careful.
Yes!
Yeah. You got
to
be careful.
I tried to tell this to Max.
What led to that investment?
I've been a football fan for a long time. In about 2010, 2011, I started watching the Premier League, and the coverage over here has been great, and I got deeply into it. And then as the end of my career started to come, I knew I wanted to get into sports ownership in some capacity. I love it. I mean, the highs and the lows, the living and dying with each game, I wanted to be involved. So for a few years, I've been looking for the right opportunity, and my wife's obviously a professional soccer player. So we've been looking, and we knew that once we found the club, we were going to go all in, and so we wanted it to be right, and Burnley is from a town to the manager to the ownership group, everything about it was the right fit for us, and we're excited.
I mean, look, team evaluations are going up. Like, I'm going to geek out on this stuff, Max. You know I love this stuff.
I like this.
So, like, as you continue to look at opportunities, is it more like fractional ownership? Like, you hear Jimmy Haslam buys a piece of the Milwaukee Bucks, but then you hear, well, there's 10% of the Bucks ownership right. that is actually up for sale.
Right.
Right. So is that part of the game plan, or is it just one team and that's it?
So for this opportunity right now, we're all in on Burnley. I mean, there's certainly things that you can do from the way that people are building out systems, especially over in English football and the way things work. But I mean, my contract's printed on the front page of the paper, so you know exactly what I got.
Yeah.
I'm not buying multiple clubs all by myself here. So I'm a part of a group that's going to do some great things, and they've already done great things. Alan Pace and Vincent Kompany and everybody at Burnley have done an unbelievable job with that team. We're going over there this next week to watch them lift the championship trophy and celebrate our promotion back up to the Premier League.
That's dope.
Well, congratulations on all the success. But I don't care about all that. What I care about, and it's been dying to me, I want to know what JJ stands for, because I know moms didn't just say JJ. What's the J and the J? I need to know, because no one's ever said anything. I can't find it.
That's fair. It's for Justin James. So all three of us. I'm JJ, Derek's DJ, and TJ's TJ. That was an obvious one. I probably didn't need to say that one.
Well, that's fine. I just wanted to know what JJ stands for.
Justin James.
Yeah. So it's all okay. James for
What's
all
your middle
three?
Name, Key?
My middle name is Keyshawn. My first name is Joseph.
Oh, so you're JK.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Yes,
he's always JK. I can't believe I'm always JK.
But see, do I look like a Joseph?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Like
you look like a Joey.
No, I look
I
like
I call you
Keyshawn.
Joey every day. No, you look like Joey.
Yeah, but you just doing that to, for
Because that's your name, fool.
You're
that's your
doing
name.
It for attention for me to respond. I know what you do. I know what you do. It's almost like, speaking of attention, your quarterback, your former quarterback, and Kyler Murray. I call him Mighty
Mouse. Your tone changed a lot there,
Welcome
Keith.
To media.
Your tone
yeah,
changed.
I got to change it. I got to switch it up, because if I don't change it, we'll stay on the same topic,
right,
and we'll
go
for the next 45 minutes with Max interfering and Jay arguing with Max, and then me just sitting here. So, Kyler Murray, though, you played with him last season. Mm-hmm. And what's your impressions of him? Because we also had a former teammate on with before with us, and he said that there was some growing up that needed to take place for Kyler Murray to take the next steps. What do you see?
I think he's an extremely talented player. Obviously, right now he's going through dealing with his injury, and he's got to come back from that. And unfortunately, I have a lot of experience in that category, so I know how difficult that can be, and I know how long that process is from both a physical and a mental standpoint. But new coaching staff down there, obviously a lot going on down there right now in Arizona, and it's an opportunity for him this season to come out and show something with this new staff. And like I said, coming back from an injury is unbelievably hard. So I'm hoping for the absolute best for him, and I'm hoping he's healthy and can show what he's capable of this coming season.
JJ, now you just gave me a bunch of word salad.
Did you enjoy it? I want to get some delicious salads out there, Keith.
I want to get something else.
What kind of dressing was on the salad?
I know what you want. I mean, there's a lot of things I want. I want a billion dollar appearance fee for this show. Nobody's offering me that.
I'm going to rephrase it this way. Is he the guy to lead the Cardinals to the promised land, so to speak?
He has the talent and the skill level to be a great quarterback in this league, and the ability to help win games for a football team. Absolutely.
See, Max, he paid me my tuition to come to my media school. You see that?
You see how JJ did that? JJ, smooth. So this is something that I'll do, and these guys will get mad at me, because just as a fan or now a member of the media, right, create narratives.
Yes.
But I do see the best defensive player in football guy, and I know, they're all great, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But I see it almost like the heavyweight title, right?
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor had it, and then either Bruce Smith or Reggie White, and then this guy.
Of course.
You had the title, like the title that Aaron Donald has had for a while now, that was yours. Three-time Defensive Player of the Year. Only Aaron Donald and Lawrence Taylor have ever done that. So I'm asking from your eyes, like I see now, Micah Parsons, like, damn, he
great
might.
Player.
Who has the title right now, best defensive player in football?
T.J. Watt.
T.J. Well, that's it. Okay, other than T.J.
I mean, walked right into that one.
I'm an idiot. Anyway, well, other than T.J. Watt. Other than T.J. Watt.
He is. But, I mean, Aaron Donald still deservedly should hold that title. I mean, he's been an unbelievable player. He's a great player. And until somebody takes him off of that throne from T.J. and then him, then I think he deserves
it. T.J. Aaron Donald.
Five greatest rappers of all time.
No. Dylan.
But I have so much respect for him. I mean, I obviously know exactly how difficult that is. We played the exact same position in Wade Phillips' defense. We did all the same things. So I know how tough it is, and I know how impressive it is what he's accomplished.
JJ, as a hooper here on the show, I know Key always laughs when I say that. But it's like in this world of football daily, right, that I've been in for the last 2.5-3 years, I've learned so much, but I'm seeing so many similarities between the way free agency and players getting to the destinations in which they want to be at, right? You've seen that in basketball for a while, but now you're seeing that more so with NFL. Aaron Rodgers now being a Jet with the way that happened, is that the future of where you think we're going with the NFL for certain players?
I do think that the similarities are showing from basketball there, just like you said. Because if you look at not only the main move, but you look at the other ancillary moves around it. So you look at now Randall Cobb is a part of it. Yep. You have Alan Lazard. You have, you know, it's kind of that, you know, LeBron moves teams and then brings some of his guys with him. It's that similar mindset. I do think you have to be a certain caliber of player to be able to make those moves. There's no question about that, I think. But I do also think that the power struggle is kind of shifting in that direction where with social media, with players talking directly to the fans, with players making their feelings much more known than they ever have in the past, that you are starting to see those conversations come about and players kind of trying to push their way into certain situations. And it doesn't always work, but in this case, clearly he got where he wanted, and he's got his guys with him.
You know what, JJ? It stops right there because that's the only similarities between football and basketball because we actually play hurt.
I can't refute that comment. I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't want you to say anything.
Dumbfounded. You dumbfounded him.
You got me. I
just threw a lob out.
My pinky hurts. Can't go today. Sorry. Wow.
So Key will always downplay this because, you know, he's very Parcells. You have to prove it to me and everything. But I look at the quarterbacks in the AFC right now.
Oh, God.
I'm not talking Jimmy Garoppolo's a nice player, guys like that. I'm talking about, like, oh, that's differently talented. Mahomes and now Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. It goes like eight deep before you even get to Russell Wilson or someone like that. Have you ever in your experience in football or watching football seen an NFL conference with this much quarterback talent?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, certainly. I mean, it really is a load. I mean, especially when you just name it off like that and then you start to think even beyond that list. Like you said, it's a very, very impressive group. And the first thing that runs through my head is chasing after all those guys and trying to, like, damn, I don't want to chase that guy. I don't want to chase. Oh, that guy's got a strong arm. He can throw it 6 miles. Like,
I didn't mention Josh Allen.
That's who I was thinking of. I was like, I couldn't remember if you said it or not. But, yeah, it's a pretty big one you don't want to miss. Yeah. So it's stacked. It's absolutely stacked. And I think it's – as a viewer, I'm very happy to now be a viewer and not have to go out there and try and stop him. But it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this season.
Yeah, AFC West was stacked too last year.
See,
Max.
See what he's doing? See,
God, what did I do? You said
nothing to see
the
here.
AFC
Key and I worked at 710 ESPN LA Radio, JJ, and literally Key not on the same show, but Key literally had a segment called "Nothing to See Here." No matter what you tell Key, he's not impressed.
But, I mean, what happened in that is just the cream rose to the top. I mean, Mahomes rose to the top, and that's just what happened. Yeah. He is the best. He was going to win that, and the cream rose.
Yeah, it's just, look, at the end of the day, Max, I'm not going to put Trevor Lawrence at the top because he had one good season. He's not all of a sudden behind Mahomes and in front of Aaron Rodgers. No, I'm not going
to
do that.
He's not impressed until you've been in the Hall of Fame for 10 years. You have to have been in the Hall of Fame for 10 years.
No, it's not that.
Larger sample size that is required to make a true assessment.
I need more than 17 damn games, Max.
I agree. What's your prediction for Trevor Lawrence? Fanboy. Good things or bad things? I think good things. All right. J.J. Watt, former three-time one of three players in history.
I'm impressed with that, see? I'm impressed with that.
Three-time defensive player of the year. Thank you, J.J.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Happy to be here. I'm impressed with you, Keith, by the way.
Hey, wait. Hey.
With your word salad?
Face?
Yeah, did you enjoy my word salad? I still don't have the answer.
No, it's all right.
Should I start selling it?
You gave me everything except the mental side of Kyler, which is fine. I mean,
maturity
I get it.
Side, yeah.
Yeah, the maturity, the mental, I get it. It's good.
JJ would love to answer that question, but we've run out of time.
Yeah, I would just love it.
Yeah. We've run out of time.
I'm sorry. I see the producer's wrapping us up. He's giving us the time.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Max, ready to wrap? Wow, that's a new one.
Did the Lakers make you believers after game one, KJM?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Mari Hardwick with us here on KJM ESPN Radio. Yeah, we see each other like once a year,
once
right?
A year.
Something
it's
like
it's
that.
It's always once a year.
Yeah, when you swing through ESPN.
When I swing through.
Yeah,
through.
We get you, grab you on a show.
Yeah. But Max, you usually got on a suit, bro.
Yeah, well, listen. In the,
I like this.
Listen,
yeah,
four,
this is I like this. Yeah.
Listen, four in the morning. I'm here 5:30 in the morning. Man, it's too early for a suit.
You're like, no, I'm cool.
It's too early for a suit. Plus, Keith shows up in flip flops and a tank top. Sometimes
Keith, you got the Jesus sandals on today. Keith?
What did you got? Can I see Keith?
He always got the Jesus sandals on. Look, see.
Oh, Keith goes in between. Come on, toes out all the time. Toes out.
Facts.
But you know, Key was in L.A. all those years.
In L.A. I'm in L.A.
Oh, you still there. But yeah, Key, you know what's crazy, Key? I bet you used to sometimes work out running your post routes with flip-flops on.
You ever run around with flip-flops?
With the one-handed snag.
I made a certain coach very unhappy with me because I would go to my walkthroughs with flip-flops on. It's a walkthrough. He complained that I was not in cleats. I'm like, wait a minute, man. Either you want me in a walkthrough where I'm walking, or you want me in cleats where I'm jogging and running.
That's
you
right.
Gotta make it up. Make up your mind.
That's it. And either way, you're gonna go through the end zone. That was key.
Amari Hardwick, meantime.
Good to see you, my bro.
Oh, yes, sir.
Always
what's
good
up
to
on
see
Netflix
you?
May 12th with J-Lo?
Oh, the mother, tell me about this, man.
The mother, right?
Yeah.
Opposite of all of us fathers. This is a massive juggernaut of a film. I say three movies in one because there's three differing sections. You see cold in the frozen tundra of Alaska, and then you see Cuba at some point, and then you see Ohio, the middle of America. So all of these movies in one, super great. She's kicking ass, taking names, and I'm sort of a core trying to get her to stay alive, I guess, to get her through. Really great project. Incredible cast. Obviously, J-Lo at the pinnacle. We got Joseph Fiennes, you got Gael Garcia Bernal, Jesse Garcia, and the lady herself, Jennifer Lopez, and y'all's brother.
Coming off, what was the last thing you did? Was that fantasy football? Was that the last
fantasy
thing?
Football.
Fantasy football was the last thing you
well,
did.
Well, ironically, I shot this, Max, prior to fantasy football.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but then it gets
but
released
then,
later.
You know
how does that happen?
The Mother Day release. They wanted it to be released on Mother's Day.
That's dope, man.
So it's really dope.
Yeah, by the way, smart. Right, like, you know.
4:30. Not 4:30. I said opposite fathers.
Well, you know what the problem is? The Lakers and Warriors don't start till
that
10
had me up
PM.
Too. Wow, man. That had me up too. And you had to cover. You and Jay got to watch it. I didn't have to watch it. I know my publicist.
Yeah, but you
is
do
like,
have to watch it. But you do. You have to watch it, right?
You're right. I had to watch it.
And like it's your job.
Well, especially coming off of Steph's 50-point performance, 35 years of age. Max, you and I have talked about the first time Max and I got together, Jace, we were in a different part of, obviously Key is in L.A., but we were in a different part of California. We were in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And talking about who was going to win that series.
Yeah.
And it was Cleveland and
what
Golden
year was
State.
That? Was that like 16?
Yeah.
That's
probably.
A while.
That's when
Seven Iguodala years ago.
Was going to hit the shot.
Wait, say that again, Key?
That's when he wanted Iguodala to take the shot.
Well, only because you know why?
Iguodala.
Omari, you know why?
Iguodala.
Because I flew up with friends as a fan to see Game 7.
When we talked? When we all hung out?
I'm saying, yeah, I was up. I mean, besides TV, I was like, I want to watch this as a fan. Got great seats. And I saw the last 5 minutes of Game 7 at home, the greatest offense ever.
Yep.
Didn't score a point.
That's it.
And after that, I'm like, he's throwing the ball, but he's come a long way since then in the big moments to me.
Yeah, for sure. A long way. I mean, what was the biggest knock for those first years? Was it pass first too much?
With Steph, it just looked like...
No, it wasn't pass first. It was shoot first.
He just wasn't...
He was a point guard.
He was a little bit loose with the ball.
He was a little careless.
I also don't think that he was necessarily a point guard. Now, Max and Jay and you and Key, all three of y'all might go, oh, he's still not formally that. As we know it to be Magic Johnson, Isaiah, Jason Kidd, John Stockton. Perhaps he's not, but he's become more of a formidable weapon as a point guard and distributor to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's figured out playing lanes and playing defense differently. It's a whole thing.
I just don't think basketball has ever seen a player like him.
Vanguard.
Like
Jalen Rose said it.
Vanguard. Yeah. Like it was that. And what would I say? I gave Jay Rose his props for saying that, right?
That's
like
a great
Harlem
point.
Globetrotter ish. Meets 2023 refined skill set with a jump shot.
Yep. Like, but I do ask this question. And you guys are way more experted at it. So I would love to know y'all's take on it. Has he made, inadvertently, not the game softer, but has he made players lazier, even at 6'8" and above, going, F it, I'm pulling up. Has it become...
Jordan Poole just shot the last shot that they had.
From 38 out.
Right, with 8.4 seconds left on the clock.
Well, see, though, I don't... That's,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's a good question, though. Because I don't know if... I don't know if I will put that onus on him.
It's not on him. I'm saying inadvertently. Packages, but, oh, definitely not on Steph, but inadvertently.
Yeah.
By being a genius at what he's a genius at, it did change the game, obviously.
For sure. I mean, think about like when we were all kids. Like I would try to lower the rim and try to dunk like Mike and
that's
like
what we were
Dr.
Trying to
J
do.
Trying right. to do that. And now you go to the park, you see right. kids shooting from half court. You're
right.
Like, stop. Like you need to shoot from the free throw line first. Well,
and remember, Jay Will, you at a school that Jason Tatum went to, at a school that probably LeBron would have gone to. I smell Duke and LeBron had he gone to college. I think.
Yeah. I mean, him and Coach K are tight.
I mean, is that Keyshawn That's acting Key. Like he would have?
He definitely wasn't going to USC.
I don't Bronny think he
is,
was going to USC.
Potentially.
Bronny
no,
would.
I didn't say he was going to USC. I just Duke.
No, maybe not. I mean, I don't know. But I know that Jay Will at Duke, Keyshawn, has me, you, and Max still watching the style of play that the point guard that we're growing up watching is playing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
After your era of playing point guard – I don't know. It's a hybrid position. What is LeBron?
Was a hot dog at Duke.
Scoring,
all he did
like
was
you score, you assist. Like it's really funny. People are like, oh, you weren't a point guard, but I averaged 7 assists.
Basketball
a game.
Player.
But that's why I called him yesterday. Like Stephen A. was like, he's the best point guard. I'm like, he's the best playmaker.
Want to know
he's
what playmaker. To do on Mother's Day?
Playmaker. Go watch.
Chill
the
and
mother.
Watch Netflix.
Go watch the mother
on Netflix on Mother's Day.
And fathers are invited. Max.
Everybody's invited, right?
Everybody's
May
invited.
May 12th. Not only Amari Hardwick, but Jennifer Lopez, May 12th, The Mother on Netflix. Always great to see you, brother.
Always great to see you, my
All right,
brother.
KJM, see you tomorrow.
Key, love you, bro. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.